Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Nun Beis, Seif Aleph. Simen Reish Nun Beis, Din Malachos Hamutorim V'Asurim, Lahaschel Be'erv Shabbos, Kedei Shir Nigmar B'Shabbos. The halachas of those activities that are allowed and not allowed to begin on Friday and they continue and finish off on Shabbos. Seif Aleph. Mutar Lahaschel B'Malachos Be'erv Shabbos, Samach HaChashecha. It is permitted to begin an activity, a malacha, on Friday afternoon near the evening, even though it will not be finished before Shabbos starts. It'll finish on its own on Shabbos. So that's okay. Keep going, for instance. You're going to take a powder for ink or a dye and mix it with water and let it steep in the water. And it stays like that, soaking all Shabbos. For the says unin perish agudos shall pishtin l'tanur kadesh yislabnu, or to put bundles of flax into this kiln type oven, that over the course of time it'll turn white. For the says semer the toich hayyira she'ena al ha'esh, or to put wool into this pot that's used for dye, and it's off the flame. V'tucha betit, but it's covered and sealed with some kind of plaster seal. Shem hi ala eish, if this would be on a flame, osur, retaka be osur, let it sit from Friday into Shabbos. Shem yichata, we're afraid he'll stoke the coals, perish, yigale v'yair ha-gecholim b'machto, that he'll open it up, expose it, and get the coals reignited with a shovel. V'afilu eina ala eish, even if it's not on a fire, if it's not sealed and smeared with this plaster to keep it closed, also, it'll be also to leave the wool in this pot. Shema yogis babakaf, because we're afraid he may stir it with a big spoon. V'hamegis b'kedera, if a person stirs a pot of food, afilu ein ala eish, even though it's not on a flame, chayav mishum mavashal, he'll be over nisi derais of cooking. Because when you stir it, you accelerate the cooking process, it cooks more evenly, and that's also. Umutar lifros mitsudos chai v'oifis v'dogim v'hem nitzoy dem b'Shabbos. You're allowed to spread out nets, traps, for animals, wild animals, and birds, and fish, before Shabbos, and then during the course of Shabbos, they'll be trapped. Umutar limkor le'en Yehudi latino samlecha chashecha b'vad sh'yetze pesach beisim b'yoyim. You can also sell merchandise to a non-Jew, load him up before Shabbos starts, before it gets dark, as long as he leaves the Yid's house before Shabbos begins. The Rama adds, V'yesh matirin sh'yotzein Yehudi b'Shabbos. Some allow this case, even that the non-Jew will leave the house on Shabbos, im yichid lo ha'en Yehudi makom ibod yom ibeis Yisrael. If the Yid designated a place in his house for the non-Jew, where you could put the merchandise before Shabbos starts, and then the non-Jew comes and picks it up because it's taken from his own area. V'yesha hachma, one should not rely on that. One should be strict. V'ayana come on Simon Shin Chafei, look later in Simon Shin Chafei. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Aleph. It's mutter to begin melacha on Friday that ends on Shabbos if it does it by itself. There's nothing for you to do. And the example is, the first example is to soak the powder with that you make ink together with the water and let it sit there, or dye in water. Sivkan alf l'shos diyovachulu, to soak the ink, u'b'Shabbos also, and on Shabbos you cannot put this powder into the water, mishum megabel, because you're kneading it, and it's meleches losh. Shema'av ha'diyoy v'mam yachad, by mixing together this powder that makes the ink with the water. V'yesh oimim, some say, da'os mishum tzaveya, that the iser isn't kneading, rather the iser is dyeing. In other words, not only is it usur to color a fabric with dye on Shabbos, it is usur to create the dye on Shabbos. Afilu hachi, even though that's usur on Shabbos, kimen shemaskel bezman hamutter, since he begins when it's permitted, be'erev Shabbos, umemela nigma ha'pu'ula b'Shabbos, and by itself, it finishes up on Shabbos, Shari, that's okay. So you can't do it on Shabbos, but if I begin it on Friday and it works by itself, just sits there by itself, that's fine, even into Shabbos. And this is true of all the examples we bring. You're dealing with an issa d'iraisa, a Torah prohibition. If you would do it on Shabbos, nonetheless, since you're beginning on Friday, and then it goes by itself, shari, that's okay. Sifkon days shall pishtun l'tanu. Another example is putting bundles of flax into this kiln. Afilu ein tuach kisui betit. And you don't have to smear the cover of the oven closed with a plaster seal. Afilu hachilu chashin. And we're not afraid. Shem yegal ha-kisui v'yachata b'kecholim. That he may open up the cover and then stoke the coals. The kiven de ruach koshlem, because we know the air is bad for the flax. Lo chashin shem yegaleh. So we're not afraid that it'll open up the oven, because it'll be detrimental to the activity he's engaged in. Sifkat Gimel. Semer l'toch ha-yoyra. He's allowed to put the wool into this large pot for the wool to dye. V'ikolet tzatzeven. When it sits in that pot, it absorbs the color. Sifkat Dal. Oser shem yechata. So you're allowed to leave the wool in the pot if it's off the flame. But if it's on the flame, we're afraid you may stoke the coals. Even though there isn't enough time for the wool to absorb the color of the dye before Shabbos starts, it's still awesome to leave it on the flame, because you still may be inclined to stoke the coals, that it absorbs the color even better. So it has to be off the flame. And then on top of that, it has to be sealed shut. Because if it's not sealed shut, we're afraid you'll stir it. Sifkan hei sham v'chulum, v'hamegis v'chulum. Hine, after ha-mechaber hishva ha-gosib b'yol ha-gosib g'deiro, the Shulchan Aruch is making a parallel between stirring the wool in the pot of dye to stirring a pot of food. Eino shavu l'gaber, it's not identical. The bikadera im he move the shells called sarko, because in a pot of food, once it's fully cooked, sulespe isura. At that point, there's no isur to stir it. Vilu biyoira also be called gavna hagisba. When it comes to this big pot of dye and wool, it's always usur to stir it. Kavula kamon besimichin yuches. If yuches is clarified later, simichin yuches. Valkein also the say semula yeravos acha samacha chashechuk sheena tucha. And therefore, you may not add the wool to this hot pot of dye right before Shabbos if you're not going to seal it shut. Even though there's time before Shabbos starts for the dye to color the wool, we're still afraid he'll stir it once it's dark, once Shabbos starts. If you stir a pot of food, you're doing an issur of cooking. When you stir a hot pot of food that's cooking, you will accelerate the cooking process. So that's the halacha by food. When it comes to stirring a pot of wool and dye, so there the concern is melecha soveya, that you're being over the issue of dyeing. It's normal when you dye to stir the pot, and that keeps the dye from burning. And the dye will fasten better to the wool when you stir it. And there's a third reason that you also need to cook the dye. So two out of the three reasons have nothing to do with cooking at all when it comes to dye, as opposed to a pot of food. We're only dealing with the malacha of bishul. Mishtaburus of Gonzain. Mitsudos chaya v'chulam. It's mutter to spread out traps and nets to catch animals and birds and fish, as long as you do it before Shabbos. Uba Shabbos, if you did this on Shabbos, Imu Oisekein, if you're setting up the trap, Uba Shabbos Prisaso, and as you're spreading the net, Nichnas Achala Socho, the animal comes into it and is caught, Chayiv Mishun Tzeda. That's the Torah Issa of Tzeda. It's the device of Tzeda. So it has to be that scenario that as you're opening up the net, the animal gets caught. Because if I put up the net on Shabbos, and the animal gets caught a minute after I set the trap, that's only a grumma already. That's no longer a ma'aser b'yadayim. It's only a grumma. The only case of Seda D'Oraisa with the net on Shabbos is when, as I'm opening the net, the animal gets caught, or I throw the net on the animal. But if you open the net on Shabbos and later on the animal gets snared, that's a grama. That's a grama. Sifkatan Ches. You're allowed to sell merchandise to a non-Jew before Shabbos and give it to him before Shabbos as long as he leaves your house before Shabbos. So let me to say, the E Anshah says if there's not enough time to get him out of the house before Shabbos, Osha any Yehudi Masna Imo, Shikach Meneh B'Shabbos, or the non-Jew stipulates that he intends to pick it up at Shabbos, Afa Mechira Osir, you can't sell it to him. You cannot sell it on Friday afternoon if it's arranged for him to pick it up on Shabbos, or he cannot get out of the house before Shabbos. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch is, you have to sell to him and load it up before dark. So Be'er Locha says loaded up could be either on his chamor, on his donkey, or even on his back if he's going to carry it. It makes no difference how you load it up. But it has to have enough time to load it up and get him out of the house before Shabbos starts. If not, you can't even make the sale. Sifkon tes b'od yom. As long as he leaves the Jew's property before Shabbos starts. Kedei, shlo yenira, we don't want any appearance, sheha Yisrael tzivehu lachutz, that people will think the Yid told him to take it out on Shabbos. That we can't have. V'yesh oid Thomas, and there's another reason for this. Shlo yach shadu asa Yisrael shamochelo b'Shabbos. We don't want any suspicions that the Yid is actually selling it to him on Shabbos. Oh, Mishkanam biyadam, or he gave it as a mashkan to the Goyen Shabbos. Well, Tavzan, for this reason, Asra filu bi'yam u'kefes choymah, it's forbidden. Even if the city is surrounded by a wall, or Malkam Shesh Erev, where there's an Erev. Because it's not just a Hotzah issue, that we don't want people to think that the Yid told the Goy to carry this on Shabbos. We don't want people to think that the Yid sold it to him on Shabbos. And the Erev is not going to help you for that. V'chein heskimo achorim, the Achronim agree to this. Divinyenu, in our case, linyan mechir, when it comes to selling to the non-Jew, v'chein lin sechiris, ezechefetz, or you're renting some item to the non-Jew, v'adai de'esh lahachme, certainly one has to be strict, afil b'mekef eschoyma, even though there's a wall around the city, v'en a Yehudi darshama, the goy lives in the city, she'otziyem yibeso medyom, that the non-Jew has to get it out of the house before Shabbos starts. You can't say the halacha was talking when you're not going to carry in the Erev. It's going out of the Erev. It's not true. Even if all the carrying is in the Erev, it's still usher because of this marasayim. Sifka and Yud. What if the Yid designates part of his property for the non-Jew and puts the merchandise in that area? And then the guy comes in Shabbos and picks it up. Sifka and Yud, miyichad v'chulu, if he designates for him a place, Sivarasim, their opinion is, it's as if it's already in the house and property of the non-Jew. And then the non-Jew could pick it up on Shabbos. The Ramah says not to do this kunst. One should be strict. We don't want to make this a habit that the non-Jew will always come on Shabbos to pick up his stuff. It's more convenient for him. He says, okay, just, you know, give me a corner of your garage and leave it in there and I'll come pick it up on Shabbos. We can't do that. The Ayin Ba'achroinim Shaskimu, if you look at the Achroinim, they agree. The Medina Ein Lahakav Zeh, the Halacha, one should not follow this leniency. The Kailam is Simen Tof Mem, because we hold that Simen Tof Mem Gam Gabi Chometz, also when it comes to Chometz. Tol Mahani B'yichel Amok, it doesn't help to designate a spot for the non-Jew. Gam D'Heroya Sovish Yisol Tzivir Lotzio, and not to mention the fact that whoever sees it thinks that the Yid is giving him instructions. Therefore, one should not rely on this. Ella, the makom hefsed v'tzoyer gadol, unless you're dealing with a loss and a tremendous need. V'me'ani Yehudi alom, if you're dealing with a non-Jew who's very powerful and could cause him harm, yishlahat derafilu below yichel amok. Then you could be lenient, even if you don't designate a place for him. The bikei gav lo goes chacham. The chacham did not impose this decree when the yid's at risk. Kosevos Talmud, the Sefer Os Talmud writes. Let's say you rent the room to a non-Jew for a coin for the duration of Shabbos. Then in the Hachmakla, there's no need to be strict. I shall look over there. But if you look at Magen Avraham other Chum, they write, even if you lease the room to the non-Jew, one should not be lenient and rely on this. So the first case was just designating it. Designate this for the non-Jew. He's going a step further, so I'll take some money from the non-Jew. You're not supposed to do it. You're doing a very obvious haroma scheme. You should not rely on that. Now, the Berlocha makes a point of one exception. You want the non-Jew out of the house with his stuff before Shabbos starts. What if a non-Jew left an item by the Yid and he comes at night to pick it up? Let's say he had a worker on Friday and he left some tools and he shows up Friday night to pick up his tools. Or anything that he came, he got it, he picked it up, he left it there, and now he's coming to retrieve it. In such a case, we're going to be lenient in case of need to give it back to the non-Jew, even if he's not a powerful, threatening person. The kimet she ishu rak mishum marasa ayin, since the whole problem is marasa ayin, ein lahach, because in this case we will not be strict. Shurak chashad isdra bon mokum she ein rowin. It's really, you're dealing with isdra bonon, when people don't notice. Kamosha kasamu besof simen shen alf, sifkon kuf samachem ish nebura. We mentioned this later in shen alf, we also mentioned it before, that pechedri chadorim, even though Maris Ayin is also where no one sees, that's only when it's Maris Ayin and this is Yeraisa. When the Maris Ayin is under Rabbanon, we don't ask B'cheder Chador. So Mele, in such a case, he says, we're going to be lenient and let the non-Jew pick it up. So if the non-Jew forgot something by his house or left it by his house, then we would let him come Friday night to pick it up if there was a need to do so.